Like the video.
Oh, that was nice. I like that. What's up, guys? It's the Podholics
video
podcast. You always got to ruin something, bro. Sorry. It's your boy, Langston, a.k.a. LeBrinkson. Then we got Jordan. And then last but not least,
Michael.
Thank the Lord, it's just Michael. I did not realize your full name again.
This is Michael today.
Good. I need everybody watching right now. Hey, shut up. I need everybody to comment right now. Favorite animal. Now.
Favorite animal.
Lion.
Koala.
No, actually, platypus. Change that. Platypus.
You're stupid.
Change that. Yeah.
Why a platypus?
Because Perry, bro. You already know why.
He didn't even like that.
Yeah, I'm going gorilla.
Now, he should be in that bracket we make, honestly.
Hey, when me and Jordan were younger, we saw three gorillas trying to take over the world. They were drawing pictures and shit on trees. They were mapping out how they're going to destroy America.
Okay, so they're Caesar. That was Caesar, huh?
Yeah.
That was basically they were plotting. He was like, you go this way, I go this way, I'm going to run through the glass.
Trolling pictures.
They were on the tree.
What did it look like?
It looked like a Madden play.
It did.
Like, you're going to run this way, I'm going to run this way.
So I had some blockers.
Never mind. I just don't get how that makes them take over the world, though.
That's the narrative. That's the narrative we had when we were younger. I don't know.
Did you see the TikTok video of the gorilla? Some guy had like his Tinder out and showed the gorilla, and then Giller was like having him swipe, and he would swipe left and right, and whatever the gorilla decided, that's what he would swipe at.
Well, I don't trust a gorilla picking my dates.
I would.
I trust a gorilla.
Smart. They tried to take over the zoo, so.
Apparently so. It's probably the same gorilla.
For real?
He's probably in all the zoos, just traveling. Teaching the other gorillas.
Oh my god.
One of these days we will all take over.
He's really a shapeshifter.
Yeah, he's a shapeshifter.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more than that.
I was gonna say a scroll, but I couldn't think of the name.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's a shapeshifter. Okay. NFL talk. Crazy. Please.
What do you want to talk about? What free agents do you want to talk about?
Dak got his money, man.
Dak finally got his money.
I'm surprised.
I'm not. I knew he was going to get it.
I'm surprised. Tagged. I thought he would get it next year. I thought he'd get franchise tagged.
Nope. I knew he was going to cave in.
He didn't cave, though. The Cowboys caved.
Who? What?
Yeah. You see what Jerry Jones said?
I don't know who Jerry Jones is.
The owner of the Cowboys. He was like, Jerry Jones has no regrets on Dak Prescott deal. I overpaid for most things that proved to be special. So we'll see how that turns out.
Ezekiel Elliott under the tree. That's shade for Zeke.
He still paid Zeke.
Yeah, and Zeke is not doing good so far. Well,
no.
Lately, it's kind of fat.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, he just don't got that breakaway speed like he used to.
I know. He just slimmed down a little bit.
I mean, if he wants to, I don't know. It's a different thing for Zeke.
What? I'd talk about your Zeke take. Oh my god! Sound.
What is going on?
NFL.com.
Oh.
What's your Zeke take? What do you think he needs to do?
Just mainly that he's trash now. That's it.
Jesus.
Wow. So if Zeke went up to you and was like, hey, Michael Anthony Armstrong II, what do I need to get back to my prime? And you're like, nothing, bro. You just suck.
I just feel like it should be, I don't know. I feel like he should be a power back now. You don't got no more break speed, so just run people over. He just is not as good as he used to be.
Sweet. Is that
irritates me a little bit. So I feel like Dak's going to come back with a vengeance. I think he's going to have a backup. He's going to back his talk up for the first year at least.
Who's Zach?
Zach. But then after that, it's gonna be like, oh, he's overpaid. You're gonna have one good year and then be overpaid.
I mean, he was having a good year the first half of this year. First six games before he got hurt.
I mean, not really. They came back against Atlanta and all. I mean, I don't know. It was all right.
Whatever you say, Michael.
I don't know. I feel like it was all right. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what Dak does.
I wish I was more prepared for this.
What are you looking up?
Did you see Aaron Jones didn't get the franchise?
Nope.
I was surprised.
Pay him something at least. The Packers. They're going to re-sign him.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson, man.
I'm surprised about that one.
I'm not.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'm pissed too, bro.
Yeah, same. I was hoping he would leave the NFC North.
To the Colts?
Yeah, for sure.
Somewhere. I wonder how much of that tweet you sent us, Jordan, is true about like how he's not happy with the franchise tag.
Probably 100%.
I mean, it's probably some some credible.
I give it a high 90%.
Yeah, for sure. I'm surprised Chris Godwin was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one.
I don't understand that one.
That one's just temporary.
I don't know, bro.
Like him over Barrett, I feel like Barrett's more of a necessity than Godwin is at this point.
Yeah. Especially if they keep AB and re-sign Gronk, and Scotty is a good like three receiver.
I'm letting you know right now. Evans. I don't know who Scotty is. Is my camera changing colors?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I did notice it. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, continue. My bad.
No, you're good. No, Scotty Miller's the white boy on Tampa. One of the white boy receivers.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Kevin. He caught
pass against the Packers.
Yeah, yeah. He's been having a pretty solid year. I mean, obviously he's not no Chris Godwin, but
he's not even Edelman, bro.
Chris Godwin's just fast.
He can catch a little bit.
I mean, they all catch a little bit. They're in the fucking league.
Yeah, facts.
Not necessarily. Some wide receivers in the league cannot catch.
I mean, they're still in there.
Yeah, I mean, they can catch.
Yeah, Laquon Treadwell.
I don't know who that is.
Vikings draft pick. They drafted a couple years ago out of Ole Miss. He couldn't catch at all. A waste of a first round pick.
See?
We drafted him like in the top 15.
See?
Something like that. We were supposed to get Josh Doctson, but then Washington football team. Yeah, he played for TCU. He never panned out either. So that first round draft.
How many people like that? Doc don't pan out like that.
Which people?
Like, wasn't he the quarterback? Doctson?
Josh Doctson? No, you're thinking about Josh Dobbs from Tennessee. Josh Doctson was the wide receiver from TCU.
Never mind.
Joshua Dobbs just got released from the Jags because he was on their team.
You know he's on the Jags.
Yeah, he kind of bounced around. He was with the Steelers for most of the years, most of his career, and then got picked up by Jacksonville this past year. You okay, Kyle?
Continue.
Hunter Henry didn't get the franchise tag. How do you feel about that, Kyle?
We all know he wasn't getting it.
He's
had injury problems. He's good when he's healthy. Just like half of the Chargers team.
Yeah. Darwin.
Facts.
Sad. But did you know that the NFL does... Can't say this word, man. Words are hard.
What? I think I know what word you're trying to say.
What's it start with?
A C.
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, the the comp picks. That's what I call them. Are you talking about that?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they did that.
Compensatory pick. I can't say it either. But
compensatory.
It's basically this year's a little bit different because they passed that the rule where they hire a minority as a coaching position. They get an extra third round pick.
The Rooney rule.
Really?
Not the Rooney Rule, but Rooney Rule is where they have to at least interview one minority for like their position. I forgot the name. I don't know if it's an addition to the Rooney Rule or if it's a whole brand new rule, but basically if they hire a minority as a coach, you get an extra like third round pick.
Yeah.
And so that's what they did with these picks, and basically it's based off how well you lose and something about comp free agents that you pick up and stuff like that. So like the Patriots had the highest one, but they're all like third round picks and below. So
there were like two second first. Round picks.
Were there?
Yeah, I believe so.
I do think with the whole extra draft pick for minority is kind of a little much. Because
I mean, like I see what they're doing and I like where they're going, but if they're not, yeah, but if they're like, I'd be so mad if you had like the Andy Reid's, like, you're obviously not giving Andy Reid up for anybody.
Yeah.
So they just like lose out automatically. Like, yeah. It just kind of like sucks for stuff like that.
I feel like they key on it a little too much. Make yeah. it, that's what exactly. I don't like about it. This key on a little too much. I'm like, okay, we get that. Like, now you're making us like we like help. I don't know. It didn't feel like, hey, if you give them that, they can get extra. I don't know. I just feel weird about that. That's just my personal.
And then if you do get hired, are you just doing it for a year so you exactly. can get that extra pick next year? Exactly, I mean, I doubt it, but you know what I mean? Like, but
you got to think that, though. You got to be like, you just hired me because you get extra pick out of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I don't really like that. But hey.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that. They gotta do.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, they're trying to get more minorities in the league. But like,
I mean, I get that, but don't do it. Don't make it be help, bro.
It shouldn't be a reward system. Like, if you hire someone, you get extra pay. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that whole rule when that got put in.
I think it should be like, we'll pay X percent of their salary for you from the NFL's perspective.
Yeah, I can see that.
I feel like, yeah. Something like
anything
that.
Anything with paying is not going to work, though. NFL trying to, they just, didn't they cut the cap? Didn't they say that? They cut the cap this year?
Yeah. It's at like 184.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut it.
Do you know they did good this year as far as like TV ratings and all that?
I mean, they've been doing pretty well these past couple of years. I mean, it just kind of hurt. Pandemic-wise, I mean, obviously it took a hit, but I mean, they still did fairly well.
The NBA didn't do that good, though. During that,
yeah, they were also in a weird time period too.
Yeah, you're not expecting to watch the NBA in September.
Yeah, especially when like baseball's going on and stuff like that.
I don't know how the NBA is doing now, like since they're sort of on a normal schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But
like, I feel like by the time the NFL starts, they'll be on a normal schedule again.
Aren't they adding the extra game too?
Yeah,
the 17. Yeah,
yeah, 17.
I've seen that. I don't know if that's true. Because with Buccaneers, apparently.
Yeah, because AFC it's supposed to be an AFC NFC game where the AFC team hosts. If I read that right, like an AFC team is supposed to go against an NFC team, and the AFC team this year hosts. If that makes sense for Week 17.
Oh, for the so extra like, game.
Yeah, for the extra game. So like, if the Colts play the Bucs, the Colts would host the Buccaneers, and then next year, the NFC team would host. Be the home team, basically.
Really? I think that I like the aspect of having it in division last game.
An extra in division game?
No, not an extra one. I'm saying like the last game.
In division is the last game.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying like they're going to just have an extra game?
I think you're saying just the extra game.
Yeah, just the extra
game. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Divisional. That's because always in division. Okay. So
That's what I thought.
Sorry.
No, you're good. That's what
we're going to
do. So is that like a... Does that impact the playoffs, right? It's not like a playing game or anything like that. It's just a regular season game.
Yeah, it's regular season.
Yeah, it's just it's not like thrown at the end of the season. It's just added.
Are the seven playoff teams, was that just for last year or is that a new thing?
No, it's a new thing. It's a new thing.
So they're adding more games then.
Because they added in because this year was the year they added in an extra team.
Yeah.
Or the new playoff format, and then this upcoming season is when they're adding in the new game. Because I believe they wanted to add in both, but then COVID kind of hit, and they're like, I don't think we're going to be able to do this. Let's just stick to 16 games.
And then they cut the preseason down to 2 games.
Yeah.
Which I think it should be 3, but...
The players don't.
I know, but that gives... I'm talking about the players that don't get a chance to play. You got to get...
I agree.
You know, that's the part I'm talking about. I know the stars. I mean, of course, I don't want to put no damn preseason game. I'm a star.
I'm most of them are like, I don't even want a preseason. I just want to get into the regular season.
Yeah, but that's not. I don't know. Everybody got to get a showcase of something.
I agree. I mean, that's what kind of sucks without having like an actual combine. At least
because some people you don't. I don't know. Game clips are better.
Feel like them shortening / not having preseason impacts the first 2 to 4 weeks of the regular season. So people are still rusty coming out. So it's just harder to get in your groove, I guess.
Agreed.
I'm just talking about like the fourth and fifth round picks that like can get waived and stuff or cut, you know?
Yeah.
I guess you can only showcase in practice.
Yeah. That's how like Calvin is. Because Calvin kind of got screwed over by not having a combine, and now he's up with the Steelers right now.
Really showcase yourself. Probably be different.
I see both sides of it.
Same. No, I mean, I get it. If I'm a star, I'd rather just go straight into it. I get it, but.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like as a star, you would still want some preseason games, though.
They don't normally play in the preseason.
They play at least a couple of quarters of quality contact football. That they're not doing at practice.
They play a decent amount.
Yeah.
So, like, those four games, they'll probably play a quarter each game. So, they're at least getting, like, essentially a one game under their belt before their first start.
Yeah.
Game speed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like this year with COVID, with them not having a preseason, it showed that they don't really need it.
But I feel like a bunch of people started off really slow, too.
Yeah, I feel like the Bucs started off slow.
Tom Brady did.
And, like, people switching teams and shit, like Tom Brady going to the Bucs, for instance, like, he's not getting, like, that game speed with his wide receivers and shit. Like, he would be
especially
in the
preseason. Like, the rookies, too, like, rookie running backs need a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for, like, new team, like, players on new teams, I could see it, but, like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're like, fuck this.
And especially like rookie quarterbacks, because if there was a preseason, Justin Herbert probably would have started game one.
They would have heard Tyrod Taylor earlier.
Agree with that.
Possibly, yeah. But
yeah.
But like, and then I watched an interview with Justin Herbert saying like how he went from college to the NFL, and everybody is so fast in the NFL just because it's professionals, obviously. So like, not just jumping in at game one, not having any really game speed reps, that would just change so much in preseason if he had it.
And he'll beat the Chiefs too. Don't forget about that. Technically beat the Chiefs, but you know,
Raiders beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, but the Justin Herbert one was way better because he was throwing on them.
So was Carr, and that's when Raiders defense was actually stepping up.
Until they did an all-out blitz. No, that was a Jets that did that. Never mind.
No, that was a Jets. Yeah,
it was the dumbest call in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were supposed to get Sam Darnold.
the Colts.
Yeah, they were talking about that.
Nah, we don't worry about that.
No, hell no. You seeing ghosts out there? I can't be. No, dude.
Do you want to meet me in Cincinnati, TC? Next year?
Yeah, come on. For a soccer game?
For a football game? Americano football?
We're going to go see Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Versus Justin Herbert.
Yes, sir.
That'll be a good game.
Are we going to stay the night over there?
Hey, we can go all week if you want. I don't care.
Hey, we can just set it up.
I live an hour and a half from there. Like, when you want to go, I'll go.
The same way. Fuck it. We figure it out. Cincinnati got some good eats over there.
Cincinnati is a great city.
Yeah. I was just there on Monday.
Natty. That'd be
fun. Natty.
It's all right. Natty.
I got an AJ Green jersey, too.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Just to have it.
I'm just going to have my own Keenan Allen shirt.
Nay. You know, Cincinnati fans are terrible.
I don't care.
I went to a Bengals Colts game last year, actually, 2 years ago. Sat on the front row.
In Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Were they terrible?
It was preseason.
Oh.
They smelled
I just wanted to go so I could sit on the very front. I sat on the sideline.
Nice.
That's what's
up. And I got tickets for like $10. I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go.
Nice. Yeah,
can't beat that.
Might as well.
Who else? Somebody else got a contract.
Trent Brown got traded.
Allen Robinson got franchise tagged.
And then Lavonte David signed a contract.
That's what it was. Lavonte David.
Lavonte David. 2-year deal.
Is Russell Wilson really not that happy? Like,
I mean, he's been saying that for the past couple of years because they never built an O-line around him. It's just 5 bricks, and that's it. But, I mean, that's what he said at the beginning of the year, and then I think he signed, like, that extension. And
he's like, all right, let's go play. Christian McCaffrey restructured his contract.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Shaq Thompson. That was
name? Yeah. I don't know who Shaq Thompson is, so.
Yeah, I give up McCaffrey for Deshaun Watson.
What? Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, he took less money to go to Houston. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do what you gotta do, man. You gotta help the team.
Our salary cap won't even out unless you restructure your contract. And then we're gonna
Sure, Texas. Coach.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you need. David
Jones is already there too, so that'd be awkward.
No, it's because they got David Johnson and Duke Johnson, right? Is Duke Johnson still on there?
They got David Johnson, he's washed too. He had one good year and everybody thought he was God.
Yeah, and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Emmanuel Sanders got released.
Yeah, who? Him and Quan Alexander.
Emmanuel Sanders. I bet Emmanuel goes to the Colts.
Was he
on the Saints?
Yeah,
he was on the Saints.
He was decent.
Didn't he tear his Achilles? Old. Yeah. Getting old. How old is he? Achilles.
Hey, TC, your mic's cutting in and out at random times.
Oh, my bad. I probably gotta get closer to it.
I don't know.
I don't know how
he's
old
33.
Sanders is. Dang.
I learned today that Jason Pierre-Paul was only 31, and it blew my mind.
His hands are like this.
Well, is he at the end?
Yeah.
Or is he an edge, whatever the fuck they want to call it these days?
Yeah. Well,
I think of him playing with the Giants in like Eli's era, so I figured he was a lot older than 31.
Tuck was with him too.
Remember him? Justin Tuck.
Oh, Justin Tuck, yeah. What a guy.
How old is Malcolm Butler?
The cornerback?
He just got released.
Yeah, he got released.
He was the guy who, they saved $10 million in cap on him. He was the guy who made the Titans. He's the guy that made the 1-yard interception in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, with the Patriots.
I don't ever want to talk about that.
Nah, but see, that wasn't against the Colts.
But it's the Patriots still.
But Goat Brady got his other ring.
Yeah, Goat Brady.
Yeah, that's why he shouldn't have that.
Oh, because they didn't give the Marshawn Lynch on 1-yard line.
Because he was too hood to win MVP.
Who?
You didn't see that?
Who?
The reason why Pete Carroll wanted Russell Wilson to throw that ball because they thought if Marshawn Lynch ran that in, he would be the MVP. And that he was too hood. You know, he was like, I'm just here so I won't get fined. They didn't want him to win MVP. So look it up.
I've never heard that.
Look it up.
Can you repeat that? My headphones stopped working.
Okay, so Pete Carroll wanted Russell Wilson to get the, Super Bowl MVP. So that's why he threw the ball. He didn't want Marshawn Lynch to get it because I guess he was too hood. Because, you know, it was like, I'm just here so I won't get fined. They didn't want him to be the platformer of the Super Bowl MVP, I guess. Well, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that story before, though. That's why he did that. You don't see that when he like looked at Pete Carroll all weird when he was walking off. You remember that?
Well, because everybody thought it was a dumbass call.
It was more to it.
But I don't know.
I mean, I could see that a little bit. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is not the talkative guy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but he's on Skittles commercials and shit. Everybody loves him
now.
Get him out there with his Skittles.
A lot of people didn't really like Pete Carroll that much. Like, a lot of the players towards the end of the dynasty, they didn't like him. Like, Richard Sherman didn't like him. Earl Thomas didn't like him. Beastmo didn't like him.
Earl Thomas is crazy, though.
Michael Bennett didn't like him.
Earl Thomas is crazy.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson don't like him. Russell Wilson's probably like, you should have ran the ball. What are we doing? He's mad, probably. Too.
Yeah.
Stupid-ass play. Like, what are we doing?
Bro. Oh, my God. I remember that. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Richard Sherman's like... God, bro. Fucking Brady. No, I don't even want to get started again.
Goat.
Yeah, he is. Can't say anything about that. Bro. It's just, God. The shit he does. And the way he does it.
Well, back to Russell Wilson. I heard that something about how Russ wanted more freeway, like running the offense. compared to like how Aaron Rodgers does and all that. And Pete Carroll was like, all right, you can have it. And then like that's when he really started like screwing everything up. And now Pete Carroll's like, all right, well, like now I want all the power. And Russell Wilson's like, no, like I still want to run my offense. And now they're kind of like butting heads. And that's kind of where they're at like right now.
Yeah, their son, he hired his son too to run to get some plays as well.
Did he?
That's another reason. Yeah.
Nah, Russell Wilson, do what you want, man. Whatever you think is man. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, he's nice as fuck.
If you have a star quarterback, let them do what the fuck they do.
Facts. Man, that's what Aaron Rodgers does.
Bruce Arians did towards the end. He let Brady go, and look what Brady did.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. He was like, he said something about like Brady just coming out with all the plays, and he just agrees with it.
Yeah, at first he was trying to, like, oh, he was this and that. I'm like, nah, bro.
Didn't Russell Wilson like draw up a play at the end of one of the games to get dude like a bonus or whatever? Because he needed like one more pass.
Yeah, he did. I forgot who it was.
Russell Wilson's trying to get other people money. It's like Russell Wilson, if you would have just like not let him have that pass, then we could have got a better running back or some shit or a better lineman for you. But now we can't afford it. It's your fault.
Now we can't get the left tackle you wanted.
Yeah.
That extra bonus, we can't get it.
Yeah. Or as soon as it happened, Pico's like, that's coming out of your paycheck.
No, this is why you can't make good plays, because you get me money.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that. I never knew. That's crazy.
Yeah. Did you see the Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No.
Okay. I was just gonna say, did you see what's his face? Matt Schaub said about the Andre Johnson fight.
Oh, with Corey Finnegan.
Yeah. They were like people on the teams were like paying for Andre Johnson to fight him.
Good.
And they so they like fine. they paid his fine. Yeah. For after he beat him up.
Creepy.
He uppercut him. That fight was so funny.
Hey, Corey was like, yeah. I was like, this man's crazy.
What were you going to say, Kyle?
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm just kidding. The Lions GM said that they're not out of the draft market for free agency / the draft.
For what? I'm sorry.
For a the quarterback?
Yeah, the QB market for draft and free agency, even though they just got Goff.
Damn, Goff.
In the interview.
They're paying Goff too much. Goff is playing.
Yeah.
They're not saying that he's not playing, but he's like, we might draft one. We don't know. Like, we'll see what happens.
But I wonder how how to be pissed low-key. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'm like, bro, y'all just got me. Y'all didn't give me a chance. He throw one touchdown.
If I'm Goff, I'm thinking the Packers draft somebody to replace Rodgers. I'm cool.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody.
I mean, that's not what I'm thinking, but I mean, that's some rationale that they can give you, but I would still be pissed.
Thank you, bro.
No, I know
everybody.
You just got me, though.
Like, you can't get rid of me. Like,
but that's the thing is, he's still making money.
Yeah.
I'll be
Sam Bradford. Facts. Greatest quarterback of all time.
Hey, Sam Bradford was good.
He was the most overrated, overpaid quarterback.
He was not overrated. He was just hurt.
He had a really good year with the Vikings. He did really good that year. And then he was supposed to be, 2017 when we had Sam Bradford. Yeah, because we had him.
Dude from Oklahoma?
Yes.
I don't know.
He was with the Vikings in 2016. Had
he got
a pretty
paid.
Solid season. Yes.
Oh, he got paid a lot.
He got paid.
He got paid by the Rams, too. My dad still hates him.
I love him.
I liked him, too. And 2017, we had him, and he was starting. He played game one against the Saints before we had Case Keenum, and he was lighting up the Saints. He looked good, but then, like, he got hurt, and then Case Keenum kind of took us somewhat to the promised land. Yeah, we'll say that for a different podcast.
I stopped listening.
It's okay, though. It's okay. It's okay. I got blown. Hey, we got blown out too in the AFC Championship, right? All right, and I cried.
But 38-7, 38-7 though.
It was 45-7. So
because Patriots.
Yeah.
Mm. But we lost a freaking Nick Foles off of the Philly special.
Not off the Philly special, but you know.
No, that after he ran that play, it killed us. We were like, we don't even want to play no more. Nick Foles just caught that pass. We don't want to play no more.
You know, they call him Big. You know,
yeah, no, we can't say that on podcast. I'll have you arrested.
He just had a crazy run, bro. That would never happen again.
And then I was like, yeah, someone's going to be dumb and pay him all this money, and he's going to suck again. Yeah. And now he's on the Bears.
The Rams did that. And then the Eagles.
Yeah. The Rams and the Chiefs. That, right? Chiefs had him too.
I forgot about that. I thought
he was on the Chiefs. Because that's when, because I remember they came out with that big story in 2017. They were like, yeah, he bounced around from the Eagles to the Rams and then the Chiefs. And he's like, yeah, I almost quit football. But then, you know, he came back and won a Super Bowl.
Who?
Nicky.
Foles Magic.
Nick Foles, yeah.
That's not a name, but okay.
You see, speaking of Foles Magic, did you see all the news about Fitz Magic?
Yeah, he's coming back.
What's the news?
He's going to retire.
Good. He's like,
he's coming back.
From all the reports I read, is that he's not going to play.
Well,
I think he's just tired of bouncing around.
Being a backup.
Yeah. Someone posted his stats when he was on the Jets.
Despite a rumbling all-time NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick intends on playing in 2021. There's
a lot of
spots.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Back up, Carson, bro. Come on over.
Nah.
He's a good backup.
I feel like Carson would get pissed off.
Yeah. We should probably not do that.
Yeah, first Nick Foles, now Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he's like, so you think I'm gonna fail, huh? Nah, I'm not failing that one.
No, maybe that's how you win. Maybe that's how the Colts win the Super Bowl. You bring Carson Wentz in, then bring in a good solid backup. Carson Wentz goes down, and then Fitzmagic comes in and wins the whole Super Bowl for you.
No, Fitzmagic then gets hurt, and they trade for Nick Foles, and then Nick Foles.
Yeah. And then Nick Foles
that
gets hurt,
break and Carson. Comes in. Carson would never be able to throw another pass.
But he'd have two rings, though.
But he wouldn't feel like it. He
nah, there's the not his rings. Like what?
No.
He's like, these aren't my rings.
Does he know what number he's gonna wear yet? Because Michael's not giving off that number.
Sure wasn't.
That's crazy. Do you know, Jordan, what number he's getting? Did they come out?
I don't think they've said.
He should do seven.
Seven? Why seven?
I think he should go to something crazy and wear like a 75. Or just like something a quarterback that wouldn't wear.
You can't do that as a quarterback, I don't think.
And then I thought you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like in college and high school. It's like, yeah, it's by position.
I did all right. Not know
that. I wanna make a timeout. So I'm
saying he should wear like 98 or something.
I could be wrong, but I don't know.
No, because they were talking about it on SportsCenter the other day.
Oh, really?
So I assume so. Maybe they don't know either. But
yeah.
I mean, they might not.
I just want to say something. Okay. Have you noticed anytime? Hey, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for your permission. Have you noticed anytime we talk about a number, TC only says the number 7 and 35? Have you noticed that? And no, there's one correlation between that.
How often do we talk about numbers?
What's 35 divided by 7?
No. It was 35 divided by 7, 5.
How's that TC?
Oh, sorry. TC wouldn't have got that.
Hit him like 11 a.m.
But those two numbers correlate with Kevin Durant. And that's the favorite player of all time. I was listening to one of our podcasts, and he was like, yeah, let's just give him 35. And then today he was like, he should pick number 7. I was like, wow, Illuminati confirmed.
Hey, man, if you're catching that, somebody else got to catch that too.
I know. Someone in the chat is
my favorite number, but I've never noticed TC saying that.
Yeah, TC only says 7.
What does
7
have to do
number
with Durant?
That's a new number on the Nets.
See how much NBA I watch.
Yeah.
He's been hurt though, right?
Yeah, he's missed like the last 10 games.
Yeah, he missed the All-Star game.
It's sad.
Huh, I didn't know he changed.
At least we got Blakey now.
You're not
maybe LaMarcus Aldridge, Andre Drummond. Who else are they going to get? Shit.
No, I want Drummond to go to Lakers.
I got a hoodie and everything.
Oh, my God. You're going to be a Nets fan until Kevin Durant leaves.
They cannot pick any number.
Really?
I knew
it. Sports Center's stupid.
I knew that.
Wait. Oh. So, quarterbacks can be 1 through 19.
Yeah.
7. Ooh, actually, be number 1. That'd be different.
No, I don't like number 1.
Well, he can't choose 12 or 18.
Or 4.
Or 19.
Or 17.
19 retired.
Wait, hold on.
I'm pretty sure. Didn't Johnny Unitas wear 19?
Couldn't tell. I don't know. It was before my time.
Does that count for us? He's Baltimore?
I don't know how that works.
It could.
19 are both retired.
Yep.
Yeah, 19.
Yeah, he should be number one.
See? Told you.
He could.
Or number two? Oh, no, be number two.
You don't want to be number two because that's what he was last time they won a Super Bowl. So he doesn't want to be number two.
It's not that deep.
Oh, and Carson Wentz's mental head? Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
I feel like he's very sensitive.
Three is not available. Five is not available.
The Colts, seven, right?
Not available. Yeah. Yes. Eight's not available.
Wait, who are seven? Isn't that Jacoby?
That was Jacoby, yeah. But he's a free agent.
But he's
now.
Gone.
Oh, I didn't know he was a free agent. Okay.
Yeah, he's well, not. I guess that's available.
He can't pick nine because that's Jacob Eason's number.
Yep. 11's unavailable, supposedly.
Pittman.
Michael, yeah. Yeah.
12 is unavailable. 13's unavailable. 14's unavailable.
13's an ugly number.
Wait, 13 might be available. TY is a free agent, right?
He definitely don't want to do that. Yeah, TY is a free agent.
Oh, he doesn't want to take that number. No shot.
Yeah, that's a bad luck number for him.
16's unavailable. 17's available. And that's it.
Austin Collie used to wear 17. Oh, my God.
I think he should choose number one.
He's going to be number four.
Four?
God.
Unless they retire.
That's your favorite fucking number.
I feel like he should petition the NFL to wear 98.
All my good numbers are taken.
Pretty much.
I got a big 98.
They're going to be like, it's either 13 or 98. I don't want to wear 13, so.
He can't. By the NFL rules, you.
That's what I'm saying. Petition it.
He's got to petition it.
Does anybody know what numbers running backs can wear? I'm about to quiz everybody. This is gonna
well, I know wide receivers are in the 80s. Linemen are in the 70s.
Wait.
But T.Y.'s 13, so.
Yeah, so is Mike Evans.
Yeah, Julio's 11.
They can wear 10 through 19 wide receivers.
Do you not look at the back of that man's Diggs jersey? 10
through 19 14. And 80 through 89.
14.
Yeah. Separated. What? That's weird.
What was for the running backs?
Running backs is 20 through 49.
Why do they have such a large span of numbers?
Wait,
yeah.
Who is that dude on Madden, bro? They play for the Browns.
Peyton Hillis.
What was his number? He was at 40-something, wasn't he?
Did he go Madden and not real life?
I think it was
because
like...
Because I couldn't think about it.
Tight ends.
You're 40.
40 He's through 40. 49. And 80 through 89.
No wonder he fell off. He wore number 40.
Only defensive players can be in the 90s.
Yeah, he was.
Kickers and punters are also one.
Yeah, yeah. Voted already.
He's going to be number 4.
I'll be okay with that.
Unless they retire Vinatieri's number, which I don't know how that works. So
they should not do that. No.
They will.
Why?
He's the greatest kicker of all time.
Hey,
he's a GOAT.
I mean, he played more than half his career with the Colts.
Feel like it.
Yeah, Colts fan.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Because the last year, he was terrible.
Well, yeah, that last year was really bad. Yeah. I wanted him off the fucking team.
Yeah, he lost three games worth.
That's how I feel about Dan Bailey, and now he's gone.
Should it be the Chargers that year? Yeah. You know, it's true. Yes, Kyle, you know, that's true. Missed a field goal, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. We should beat the
so you deserve to lose by missing field goals. Got it. Glad we figured it out.
Yeah.
Yep. We narrowed those statistics down.
Yep. Fake cold hand.
Yep. I'm very.
Calm down, Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Perryman's testing free agency.
Tragic.
This very tragic.
Who is that?
Linebacker for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Melvin Ingram a free agent too?
Yep. He's not coming back.
Nope. Oh, he's going to the Colts. Nope.
I would not be necessarily heard of that.
So what TC predicted.
No, he didn't. I did, I think.
But Darius Leonard?
TC just said everyone was
going to the Colts, so
that's true.
Everybody.
He said Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown.
He said Tom Brady going to get another ring.
He's like, I haven't seen the Colts win a ring so long. I need Tom Brady to come win me a ring. Please,
I'll wait.
Tom.
I'll wait.
Please, Mr. Brady.
I would wait.
I don't know how Colts fans would
oh my gosh. Brady came. Do you know how much a Tom Brady rookie card sold for this year?
Wasn't it like 150,000? 50,000? 15,000? It was a 5-minute. 250,000?
500,000? A mil.
We just fucking tell me.
1.32 million.
Sheesh.
What the fuck are we buying this card? Card deck. That is crazy.
Is it signed?
I have no idea. It is autographed, yes.
That's probably why.
1.32, no shot.
Did you see the new stuff about the new NBA cards coming out?
No, did you see the new Yu-Gi-Oh cards coming out? I'm just fucking with you.
No.
Pokemon just released a new box set.
Yeah. I see people going like all crazy about the Pokemon set, yeah. No, but with the NBA cards, they're not doing this specific brand isn't doing like physical cards, they're doing all virtual cards. It's kind of weird.
Star Wars and, like, does that and you can sell them.
Yeah, that's what you can do with the NBA cards too. That's I forgot stupid. What brand does it. I was like, that's kind of dumb.
Stupid.
It's weird.
Hey, they're not I'm not a Chargers fan anymore. They may not keep Mike Williams.
Hey, I would be good pickup for the Colts.
He has a fifth-year option, and he says right now all options are open. We don't know what's going to happen.
Hey.
Not coming back. Got it.
Glad hey, I'd be a good pickup for the Colts.
You could pick think up everyone's anybody. A good pickup for the Colts.
No, I did. Melvin, I said no.
Hope we get so, Juju Smith.
We're officially rebuilding, guys. Game. I'll see
no,
you.
I don't want to no. Sorry, Kyle.
Where is Juju going to go?
Baltimore.
Yeah. I think he's leaving the Steelers.
Oh, TikTok guy.
TikTok. Tiki Taka.
Yeah, TikTok.
The Seahawks released Josh Gordon.
Yeah, he plays for the fan-controlled football league. He got the game-winning touchdown last week. Really? He got the game-winning touchdown.
From Manziel,
What? Johnny threw it?
Yeah, Johnny. Him and Johnny were on a team this week.
Does he not like Johnny Football?
When he comes back, he
loves Johnny Football.
Dang, never mind.
What'd you say?
I was going to say when he comes back, act like he's muted.
Love Johnny Football.
You wasted your money on that?
Yeah, he did.
I could have made that.
Maybe he can't hear us. Just act like he's muted.
He bought it when it first came out.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Go.
This man has been complaining about how Johnny Manziel hasn't been in the league in forever and will refuse to watch a fan-controlled football league with him in it.
Yeah,
some kind of Johnny Manziel football fan you
are. I both games last week, actually.
Because it's just stupid, dude. I watched the first one. It was stupid.
It's pretty entertaining.
I mean,
they can't.
I turned it on, and they went for a two-point conversion, and it was like a 1v1.
They have to. Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah. Turn that shit off. I was super confused.
Stupid, bro.
Hold on. I watched it for a couple minutes after that. I'm not gonna lie. Then they go to do their fucking kicks. It's like, oh no, it's an onside kick. He launches this shit down the field. I'm like, what is going on? How's that an onside kick?
It's so
like,
weird.
What am I watching?
They have like three power ups, like it's Mario Kart. You have like a fifth down that you can use. You can like swap the field one time. You can do like an onside kick where it's like 4th and 10 and you have to get 10 yards to get the ball back. It's fucking weird. But I think it's pretty entertaining.
The quarterback running is so overpowered. Like, why don't you do that every time? Like, this is stupid.
Defense is hard. Like, they never get a stop.
Yeah, I don't understand. You just got to snag on somebody. That's basically
That's all they want to see is offense. I mean, that's what a traditional fan just wants to see. It's just
highlights. I'm trying to see somebody locked up.
I'm trying to see somebody get Xavier popped. Rhodes.
That too. Same. Did you know Ben Roethlisberger signed a new contract?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they're gonna wait. They're gonna be terrible because they have no plans after him.
They're gonna
be terrible
until they trade for Russell Wilson. They're not gonna get Russell Wilson. They're not going to.
Russell's
not leaving. He's staying in Seattle. Did you guys see the news about the XFL?
Yeah, they're signing with the CFL.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be cool.
I feel like every 2 years. They try and come back, and it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need to, like...
I mean, last year they were doing pretty good.
I mean, it's a fan control. Come on.
Last year they were doing really good until the pandemic hit. And they went bankrupt. And
at least the fan control league is doing something different. Fuck XFL.
I mean, it's kind of different.
They got Mario Kart power-ups.
I mean, it's still one goal. It's football at the end of the day. They might have
They're not just trying to replicate the NFL. They're trying to do something different.
You could never replicate the NFL, though, I feel like.
That's what the XFL was trying to do.
I wish arena football came back. That's not
entertaining. It is coming back. It is coming back because Kentucky has a team. Yeah, Kentucky has a team. Me and TC saw a billboard for it.
The Arena Football League was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, Arena Football League is coming back.
They get fucked up in the Arena Football.
Yeah. Remember the EA football game?
Yeah. And they had like the little nets.
Yes, yes. they do get fucked up over that. They get kicked over the damn line thing.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL owners are considering a rule to make roughing the passer penalties reviewable.
Well, they were thinking of putting a ref up in the skybox, and he could change any call on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I saw that. Yeah.
I like that. No, I feel like the same thing with reviewing it, though, like where you can like throw a challenge flag is going to happen with it's going to be the same thing that happened with pass interference, where they're just like halfway through, it's like, fuck this is stupid now.
Well, yep. I think the thing where they messed up with the pass interference was a lot of times they would be like reviewing that pass interference play, and they're like, oh, well, that's not a pass interference, but this play all the way over here was a pass interference, so we're going to call that instead. Because that happened like several times with the Vikings game, so I was like, well, this rule is stupid. And they like overturned it from a defensive pass interference to a stupid like offensive pass interference. So I was like, that's not what you're deciding. Like, keep it to that play and see if it's a penalty or not. But I mean,
hurt what? From the Vikings.
Yeah, I am. We suffered a lot of tragedies. But I think it could potentially be like,
I feel like you'd be happy if it was the other way around.
Exactly. That's why I said that he sounded a little hurt.
Hey, didn't
let's go! We might win a game.
Who's your favorite player to see? Tracy Porter?
Justin Herbert.
Tom Brady.
Keenan Allen.
All the above. No, but I think the skybox judge can be similar to like how soccer has VAR, but a lot of people hate VAR. VAR is a virtual assistant referee, right? TC, that's what it stands for. TC doesn't know any.
I have no idea what the fuck. I've seen people comparing it to soccer, but I don't know.
So VAR is like, kind of like what the skybox ref is supposed to be. It's supposed to judge all if there's a penalty inside the box or if there's a goal, and they have their goal line technology, and they basically go and review all that, and then they radio down to the referee and was like, hey, like, I got this. You may want to go take a look at it. I think it's this. And then he goes over to the side, and he's like, to go talk about the screen, goes over to the screen, watches the play, communicates with the referee through his earpiece, and they're like, yeah, I think it's a penalty, or I think it's a goal. And he's like, all right, I'm going to mark it down as a goal. Go tell everyone it's a goal or a penalty.
Is it a long process?
Yes.
Yes, it takes forever.
It sounds like it.
It does.
It takes like
3 or 4 minutes. That's what they did today in the Champions League game against PSG and Barcelona.
Yeah.
Because they gave Messi a penalty, but Messi missed it.
Fucking missed that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't understand why replay takes so long. Like, I can watch the replay on my TV and he's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Or he didn't score. And they take like 5 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Is they sweating under there?
Takes 2 seconds to see whether he's out of bounds.
And then they come back and say the wrong thing. So, I mean,
exactly. They're wrong anyway.
Yeah, I also think that refs have like more angles than we get to see. So it's not like they're just reviewing one aspect of it. They have like multiple that they would have to go through as well. Yeah.
I also want refs to be held accountable for their terrible plays, because like, are there terrible calls?
They need to be fined or something.
Yeah, because like, they can go out and be like, oh, like with the whole Saints Rams PI, they didn't call that a PI, and then later they were like, oh, like, yeah, that's a PI. We made a mistake, my fault. And you're like, well, that doesn't change like us going further in the playoffs.
So, well, like, the only bad thing with that is like, that would like make it to where some people, or maybe even a lot of people, wouldn't want to be refs, because like, if they make, like, everybody makes mistakes, so they might miss a call. Obviously, it's not gonna be that blatant. like the Rams one, like obviously like the other side of the field ref could have called that. But like if they miss like one thing, they could possibly get fined for it. It would just make it too ticky-tack.
I don't think it should be like one thing, but if it's like a big major thing and they're like, yeah, clearly that was like the wrong call, I think.
Or a game altering call.
Or like a history of bad something. Calls. Yeah. They need to do something.
Game altering like that.
Yeah.
Because like that clearly cost them the game.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I like that.
I love it, though.
I don't understand. Like, at least, like, you could throw your flag late, dog.
And like, then, like, you could throw it at the other refs to see if it really was, like, call it.
Yeah, like,
just do something. You can always pick up your flag.
Like, the Seahawks, he was like, and then the guy was like.
That was the other guy. That's when they had the replacement refs.
Yeah, the replacement refs.
They still refs, bro.
That's a weird time period.
Still refs, bro.
No, that was like
every week there was a different call.
That was like the B team refs.
Hey, they're still refs.
I don't know about those guys. I think they still get paid. Shoot, I would have been a ref at that time period. I'd be like,
I would not want to be a ref.
No,
I would not want to be a ref in basketball. Football, I could do.
Either one.
I could be an NBA ref.
No,
I feel like football would be easier.
That's
NBA ref. You feel like? Well, it depends.
Be NBA ref.
There's more refs. So like there's sideline refs that watch the line of scrimmage. Then you have some in the backfield. Line judge. There's not just three refs trying to do the whole game.
There's NBA, five.
Bro, you gonna call a foul on LeBron every time? Well, because he gets fouled every single time.
Yeah, but I'd rather be NBA ref compared to like a college basketball ref.
College basketball refs annoy the shit out of me. They always call a charge. And they never call block, and it annoys.
Because it's always the charge. No, I learned that in high school. It's always
the charge king right there. Yeah, it's always charge.
Promise. Hate it.
I hate it too. They can still be walking. Ever seen and them get a charge?
A block.
Call. Nah, bro. There's a couple times that they call so block. I'm like, what did I do wrong? Like,
so annoying.
What?
I was standing there. I was set, bro.
I'm glad Langston realizes it too, because it annoys the shit out of me when I watch college basketball.
It's so hard to watch college basketball now. Because it's a charge.
Bro, he was there. He was there, bro. He was sitting there.
Every time.
He was sitting there for a couple
seconds. If it's
seconds.
A charge, it's a charge. It's a great play.
No. Jordan, you know what I hate? You know what I hate the most, Jordan? Is when they go back and review it and the guy's still like moving his feet and sliding over, and the commentator's like, oh, yes, he was set. That's that clearly a charge. I'm like, aren't Jay Billis? What are you talking about right now?
No, it's a good set. He doesn't have to be set. He just has to be like owns that area. Set.
No, dude came off the bench and fell down. That's not a charge. Like
he ran off the bench and jumped in front of him last second, and they're like, charge.
So while getting euroed.
Yeah,
like he didn't even get touched. He just fell. Like
that was me, 100%.
Yes,
that's what happened in the Kentucky basketball game. I forgot who they were playing, but Keon Brooks dunked on that guy, and they're like, charge. And they're like, why you gotta ruin a poster like that for a charge?
Because
it was the charge. No, all the rules. If you're on the other team, you would be mad. Like, he was set.
I don't really care because Kentucky basketball lost a lot of games this year. So
I'm just saying, like. No, I followed the rules. But I used to take charges to the next level. Like when they would like go into the paint and they would pass the ball and still run into me, I'm balling. Charge.
Yeah, this
can't do that.
You're ridiculous, bro. I'm telling you.
Can't do that.
I used to take charges in the rec games up at in Lex.
All same. It was just like programmed to take a charge. They'd be pissed off at me.
Would do some crazy shit, bro. I'm talking about we would see Zedation. I'm like, who got fouled? This dude doing this. I'm like, like what was this from?
I'll never forget. We had a Christmas tournament, and they had this like one big guy. He was big, and he was like,
"Talking about."
And I was there. I was guarding the point guard, and he was bringing the ball up the court. And the big guy was running like kind of in front of him, and started to like look left and was looking at his coach talking to him. So I like slid over, and I just stood there. And then like four steps later, he just runs into me. I just fall down, and they called a foul on the dude. And, their parents and shit were so pissed. It's like, look at him. Bro. Number four is smirking. He knew what he did.
Bro.
It was great. Loved it.
And we went overtime in the game too.
Yeah.
Sounds like Kyle move.
Yeah.
I also, we played at a school called Thomas Nelson, and they had a point guard that thought he was good, and we would like go back and forth.
Didn't he call you the F word?
Yeah. He didn't like me. But at the end of the game, we were shooting free throws, and we were winning by a couple buckets. and we were shooting free throws, and they didn't have any timeouts left. So, like, three of their players went over to the sideline to, like, talk to the coach. I was in their huddle like this.
It was a bad game, bro.
My coach was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm listening to the play. I don't know why you're mad at me. It'll be fine. I know what they're doing.
Scrappy, bro. He was scrappy.
I was petty as fuck. It was
scrappy, great. Scrappy.
Very.
It's always very like.
Well.
Oh, shit. We're not recording.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
Got him.
It would have been awkward, though, huh?
Yeah.
I'm always scared about that. What? No, this is great content.
Yeah, this is great content. Upload all of it. Wakanda forever.
Man, I can't, man. I thought Just Lou was coming out this Friday. I really did. Yeah, I know. Jordan told me. That's the first thing I asked him when we got here.
Because that comes out next Thursday, and then Winter Soldier comes out Friday.
Yeah, I know. You already explained it all to me.
No. I just did it right now.
Yeah, you broke my heart again. Well,
yeah, you're welcome.
Like the video.
Comment your favorite animal. I'm telling you.
Platypus. Platypus.
Spell it.
Penguin.
Yeah, you can't even spell it.
I can't spell.
Wow.
I'm just telling you right now.
What days do we upload, TC?
Next week, bro. I got
next week. Hey, hold on. What episode is this?
This episode 7.
No.
Dang, what episode is this?
You tell
guessing, bro. Yeah, you tell us.
I had to be close. I got to be close.
I mean that's you're under 12, so.
Like, what?
I really don't know.
It's episode really 9. Know.
Yeah, this will be 9.
No, so this one's nice. We just dropped 8.
Yeah.
So technically,
numbers work.
Technically, I was kind of right.
No, not at all.
No.
You're wrong.
8's already uploaded. This close, would be 9.
Close, yeah. Close. I really said 9, but.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
Wait, well, hold on. What number did you say? 7?
I said 9.
No, of course it was 7. 9. Okay. Did you say you said 7.
I really said 9.
He didn't.
What number did you say? 7?
Yes.
Here we go again. Connections. I told you he doesn't know any other numbers
besides 7 and 35. Hey. Like the video.
Oh, that was nice. I like that.